Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a beautiful hadith and narration which has been passed down to us from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about free will and predestination. You know, free will and predestination are one of those tricky subjects which are discussed in a number of different disciplines. You know, it's discussed in philosophy, it's discussed in theology, and it's a subject of discussion in, you know, religion. So this is a very important subject. And because of that, you know, it has been discussed by our A'imma alayhi salam, and the wisdom that they imparted to us regarding the subject has been passed down to us in the form of these hadiths, one of which we would like to recite for you today. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Allah the Exalted is too merciful to coerce his servants to sin and then punish him and then punish them for it." Right? This is a reference to predestination or compulsion. And the Imam is alluding to a rational proof by means of which he seeks to negate the possibility of predestination or compulsion. And that is that if God predestined human beings to sin, right, it would mean that punishing them would be an act of injustice, and God Almighty is free of all injustice, and you know, it's therefore impossible for compulsion and predestination to be true or possible. In continuation, the Imam says, "He is also too mighty to want something and for it not to be accomplished." Right? Right? This is an argument by means of which the Imam seeks to reject absolute free will. You know, and the idea that human beings are categorically and absolutely free and that they can do whatever they want, and that God's power is, you know, incapable of stopping them from accomplishing something, you know, that they have, you know, decided to do. Right? It would imply that God's power would be limited, and this is something that is not in line with our belief in his absolute might and power. Once the Imam mentioned these two arguments, the people who were standing there and sitting there with him, right, they became perplexed. How is it possible for human beings to be neither free nor compelled? So they were asked whether there is any, the Imam was asked whether there is a stance between free will and predestination. And is there something between the two? If both of them are wrong, this implies that there's something between the true, which are correct, and which is correct. To which he replied, "Yes, a stance wider than the space between the earth and the sky. أَوْسَأُ مِمَّا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ." So there is something between the two, and that is something vast, something great and enormous. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at free will and predestination in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio. Allahumma.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.